Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Do you hear about the shooting that took place up in Wisconsin this weekend?
No,
man, there was a shooting in Wisconsin. A man walked into a salon, allegedly, you know, according to CBS News. A Wisconsin shooting took place with a subject named Ratcliffe. And he shot himself afterwards, but he went in there and he's accused of firing up a salon where his wife worked, and he killed three women and wounded four others, and they found him dead, you know, when they were going through all the process there and everything. But the shootings that are taking place, I know that you know, Steve was just telling me that he was talking to your brother.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's an officer, and Adam, and Adam says almost every single night in his city, there's gun instances, you know, every night.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a normal city that would have that. Mm-hmm. And a friend of mine is the chief of police, and he has this huge responsibility that's coming upon him, that only the wisdom of God and the grace of God is going to be able to give our leaders the wisdom they need to be able to deal with what's mm-hmm. going on. And understand, we need to pray for those in authority over us. We need to pray for our sheriffs and pray for our chief of police and, you know, pray for our officers. Listen, don't think negatively about your police officers and your deputy sheriffs. Understand, if it wasn't for them standing in the gap for you, that the crime would be in your windows and in your
mm-hmm.
doors,
mm-hmm.
and
that's right.
they would take your stuff. Instead of, you know, worrying about a police officer writing you a speeding ticket or something, begin to just be nice to them and encourage them, and even if they're not, you know, their best to you, their job is hard, and everybody's mm-hmm. had a bad day. Everybody's had a bad day. The difference is when you have a bad day and you're a police officer, you have a gun on your side,
yeah,
and it looks different. But I've seen everybody have a bad day. I remember for those who don't know, I used to be in law enforcement. And I took some sinus medicine.
Ooh.
I took some sinus medicine. I was working on an island that time. And and at nighttime, the island would get real wild. There's plenty of opportunities for people to go to jail. But everybody doesn't have to go to jail. But this was the sinus medicine.
But you can't get a chance, right?
I took this sinus medicine, and my nerves were, like, racked. I was on the edge.
Yeah.
And... Mm-hmm. And I was on duty. Not a good combination.
Right. That's poor people.
All right, man. Put the walker down. You're going in.
Are you speeding with that scooter again?
But I didn't. I knew I was always tried to be a person of mercy and grace. And if you're going to jail, I'd always still be nice to you because, like, you're going to jail.
Yeah.
What can I add to that? So how are you doing? You want some coffee? You want me to hold it for you while your hands are cuffed behind your back?
Yeah.
Are you holding any Uzis or anything like that? And so... I took the sinus medicine, which made me on edge. They don't even make that sinus medicine anymore.
Oh, wow.
And it must have been really bad. And it was just, I realized after about halfway through my shift that I wasn't moving as much mercy as I used to move. You know, as I was cuffing myself and putting myself in the back of my cruiser, I realized something's wrong here. It might be something I'm on. And no, I did not, you know, abuse my authority and put somebody in that didn't go. But quite often it's at officer's discretion to do or to not do. And realize that, by the way, it's at their discretion.
Mm.
So when they're letting you off, it's called mercy.
Mm-hmm.
And, but yeah, I realize I was having a bad day.
Mm.
I was having a bad day. And unlike, you know, some other jobs, you can't say, hey, I'm having a bad day. Can I just go and go home and get some rest and stuff? They go, no, go back out. We're having burglaries. People are shooting people. Go back out. There's like, those combinations are not good.
Mm-mm.
So here you are stressed. Maybe you're having relationship problems. Maybe you have a child that's doing something crazy. Maybe you're in debt like everybody mm-hmm. else. You know, maybe, you know, you're not getting the raise that you need, all this. But you're still out there in the midst of all this crime trying to enforce the law. So I encourage you to have some empathy for your law enforcement officers. Let them know that you're for them.
Mm-hmm.
One good way to do that is not to commit crime.
Right.
But even an officer understands that if somebody does commit a crime and they do their time, then a lot of good friends that were criminals. I was always hanging around the ones that we put in jail. They were, you know, there. And they tend to hang around when you lock them up. And, like, you're still here. Yeah, 5 to 10, bro. 5 to 10. The that empathize with and connect with and relate to. I had one, I'll never forget the people that would just invite me in to have dinner with them or give me a glass of water. Because most people that you would see, they would send you to difficult times. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're the one supposed to go. And I always thought we're like the chronological historians that write down the negative events in life. You know, we show up quite often after the event. And we say, tell me what happened, ma'am. I'm Officer Tuesday, Officer Wednesday, just the facts. And we'd write it all down, and then they put it away. And but I remember these nice folks that would just I was just thinking about Mrs. Green, as a matter of fact. Mr. and Mrs. Green, he's gone to be with the Lord. I don't know if she has or not, but her family's as well. Great family. And I was wanting to go see them. It's been years. But they were just so kind to me. I just loved it. It was just this. I would just go and sit in their living room, and they would bring me biscuits or something, and we're talking, and they appreciated what I was doing. I appreciated their relationships. We all worked together to be able to have neighborhood watches and different things of that nature, neighborhood policing. It's just a beautiful thing. You know, Mayberry can come back if we start building relationships with our officers and our officers with our people. As an officer, you can't look at everybody as a dirtbag. You know, everybody's not bad, even though we might do bad things. That was a momentary spurt in our life, and we're over that. And God has a way of letting officers know bad things happen, right? Internal affairs, we'll move on from there. And so I want to encourage you, well, what's coming to America, what's coming to your community is... And one of my big concerns was and is, but I pretty much did what I can do, is that will our officers be protected? Will they stay on the streets? Will they continue to fight? Because they're human beings. That lady behind the badge is a mother. She's a wife. That man behind the badge is somebody's brother, somebody's father. They're human beings.
Right.
And if they start experiencing loss, and if we all are, they are. If somebody's breaking into a lot of properties, their property might be getting broken into. If you're worried about your kids at school because something crazy is going on at the school, they got kids at the school too.
That's right.
Well, look at what's happening in Detroit. You know, the city of Detroit, bad situation. There's 21% unemployment, which is 3 times the national average. It's 37% of poverty. And yet the police officers are warning the citizens, we talked about this on the radio last week, to enter Detroit at their own risk. And so they're working very long hours, they're changing their pay, and it's putting them in harm's way because they're required to do more.
Detroit?
Less. Detroit.
So that's kind of like the future of what happened to Detroit was the auto industry, the business started descending, right?
Right.
There's probably empty properties all over the place.
Well, exactly what's happening. And even in Camden, New Jersey, they have a budget. Listen to this. They have a budget of $160-some-odd million to run their city. And the police department's $55 million of that budget. Well, they only take in property. They only took in taxes $21 million. And they've been, the state has been funding them the rest of the amount. The state can no longer afford to do that. So now the city of Camden.
You want to fund Camden, New Jersey with police.
It's like right across Philadelphia. It's like, I mean, it's so much crime down there. So now they're going to a county police force to spread the police all across the county. And it's like, what are you doing? There's not enough funds coming in, and you know, there's crime. And it's like, this is, you know, we got to reach out to God here. This is serious.
I was in Tennessee sometime this year, probably August. And when I was there, our alarm went off on our home, and it was amazing. Like, oh my, great. And they call you and they let you know, hey, the perpetrators, you know, they call you up. And so they called the local sheriff's department to come out, and the officers came out and went through our property and made sure everything was all right and checked everything for point of entry, any kind of damage. Like sometimes you can, it looks like the place wasn't broken into, but you could see pry marks on the doors or mm-hmm. open windows or something of that nature. And they checked everything out and secured everything and gave feedback that everything was okay.
Mm-hmm.
And left. And we found out that actually lightning had struck the neighborhood and mm-hmm. set off everything,
mm-hmm.
including electrical fire in somebody's house. And it was just so nice. It's just so beautiful that the officers were making sure that our property was taken care of. And that's a gift. That's a great
yeah.
gift, a societal gift that God's given us called law and order.
Mm-hmm.
But understand that the officer had to be there to be sent out.
Mm.
And then you had to have a leader to lead the officers that you put in office. And then you had to give the sheriff or the chief of police a budget to be able to pay that officer. And that budget was going to come from your wallets.
Mm-hmm.
It's all connected. And then your wallet's going to get money from your job.
Hmm.
And your job's going to be there because the economy's good.
Mm-hmm.
So if the economy crashes, he ain't come to your house.
Mm.
It's all connected. You know, the thigh bone connected to the knee bone, hip bone, all that kind of stuff. And so, you know, our priorities, we're talking about Camden. I didn't realize it was that close to Philadelphia.
Yes.
But this is one way it was explained to us that, you know, for years when economy's going good, crime kind of stays in a particular area and people have stuff. And so there's stuff around close by and so mm-hmm. they can steal the stuff close by. But eventually, when there's no stuff because people lose their job and then they have to pawn their stuff or whatever, or their stuff gets stolen, they start working their way out like concentric rings. And so that mm-hmm. crime just begins to migrate out. And still, there's so many people that are blessed in America that never lock their doors, leave their garage door open. It's like, when will you lock your car? Oh, my goodness.
I know it.
Right.
And so
sense of security.
A very false sense of security. And when people start hurting, they start looking. And they're not necessarily looking for your TV, but they're looking for the money they got from the TV to put it in the pocket to be able to do what they got to do, whether it's a drug habit or whether it's their rent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And when you're looking at Detroit and you're looking at this crime increasing, I just want to encourage you that appreciate your officers, pray for them. If you see them, you're going to be peculiar. And listen, they're going to think that you may be Looney Tunes because you're going to say something positive to them. Because they're used to hearing negative things, but just let them know, hey, I just want you to know, I understand more and more how important your job is, and I appreciate what you're doing, and I pray for you. I'm going to pray mm-hmm. for you, and I know it's going to be, you know, you probably go through some difficult times, but the Word of God says, blessed are the peacemakers,
mm-hmm.
and a peacemaker, if you do the root of that word is somebody, it's a confronter. That mm-hmm. confronts what prevents the peace. A peacemaker is not somebody that's peace at all costs. You have peace when you have power, when you confront. Mm-hmm. And it's like a stop sign brings peace at an intersection because it confronts your speed and tells you to stop. What a peace officer is a confronter. It confronts the criminal element, right. and it brings peace to your community. Without the peace officer, you're going to have chaos. That's what's happened in Afghanistan. That's what's happened in Iran. And that's what's happening in these different, like Syria. And it's going to happen in America overnight if we don't understand how everything connects. We want to appreciate those who are in law enforcement because they are the filtration system. They're the ones that are willing to go places that you refuse to acknowledge exist in your community and deal with things that you've never even acknowledged that were there.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, you didn't have to. They were just faithful men and women who agree to lay their lives on the line so that we can be safe.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.